Praise the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose with you today. I am the Rose of Sharon, some people say. I love that. I love that identity that people would think or that someone would want me to feel that blessed. So I'm with you today to encourage you, to uplift you, to let you know that God wants you to enjoy your life. And today we're going to talk about how life is a dance. And you can enjoy the dance. God wants you to enjoy your life. And you can enjoy it by enjoying life as though it were a dance. A lot of people think that when they dance, they've got to get through the dance. No, honey. Dancing means you dance each step and then you enjoy it every step of the way. You don't look at the floor or your feet or how you're going to get to the end of the song. You just dance to enjoy the dance. And that's what God wants us to understand today. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to enjoy your life greater than ever before, how to enjoy God, how to enjoy other people, how to walk in 1 Chronicles 9:33 that says God is working behind the scenes on your behalf at all times. I love you so much. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. I'll see you in just a minute. And I'm so looking forward to blessing you today.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
This is your day. This is your time. This is your year, your life. This is your decision, honey, to enjoy your life. Enjoy the dance, I call it. Enjoy life like it was a dance. Get up every day planning to dance. And you know and I know some days the dances are different. Some days you might want to waltz. Some days you might want to foxtrot. Some days you might want to, as I grew up, learn boogie-woogie. You might want to boogie-woogie a little bit. But whatever it is that day, whatever speed you want to go that day, God wants you to enjoy it. And I want you to learn how. I want you to learn how today to stay young while you're dancing. See, you don't have to grow old and creepy and feeble and sickly and upset and angry because, well, it's too late. Life passed me by. No, honey, it's not too late. And if you're young, you're 16, you're 12, you're 10, you're 15, you're 20, you have different things you're thinking about. When I was 16, I wasn't thinking about the things I was thinking about when I was 25. And when I was 25, I wasn't thinking about the things I was thinking about when I became 30 and 35. I can actually remember when I was 30 years old, sitting down and saying to myself, and I hadn't received the Lord yet. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, you know, Rose, you really need to think about being responsible. That's amazing, isn't it, that a person would sit down at 30 years old and actually say a thing like that? I didn't want to be responsible. I just wanted to think about it. Well, that was because I wasn't. I wasn't a responsible person. I just flitted from here to there and place to place, and I called to live like an army brat. Well, the Lord changed all that in my life. He gave me stability. He gave me a life to enjoy, a life to be secure in, a life to teach me that I can be as young as I want to be, as old as I get. You will grow older, and you will reach an age of 50. You will reach an age of 55, 60, most likely 65, 70, 75, and now they've put our life expectancies up in the 100. There's people that live over 100 now. So it's really no use to get all concerned about being 55 or 65 anymore, is it? Well, let's look at a minute at 1 Chronicles 9:33. And let's talk about what God has to say, because He has things to say about everything. And He wants us to learn to enjoy the fact that He lives life. He lives in the existence of the natural and the spiritual realm on duty day and night. And God says in 1 Chronicles 9:33, He said, "These are the singers, heads of the Father's houses, dwelling in the temple chambers, free from other service because they were on duty day and night." God has angels on duty day and night. And God is on duty day and night. And He's not on duty day and night, tormenting over you, fretting over you, worrying about you, unhappy about you. God isn't unhappy about you. He's happy about you, and He wants you to know that you can sing about Him. You can dance about Him. Look at Psalm 138:5 with me real quick. Psalm 138:5, I love that scripture when I'm talking about dancing for the Lord, because I know a lot of people that misunderstand that, and they think, oh, you can't dance. Well, honey, the Lord says you can dance. He says you can sing. Psalm 138:5 says, "Yes, they will sing of the ways of the Lord and joyfully celebrate His mighty acts, for great is the glory of the Lord." If you understand that God has glory, that He is glorious, that He's almighty, He's the great I Am. God is the great I Am, the creator of this universe. He's not I Am thinking about being, if you get it right. He's not I Am going to be tomorrow if He decides later today. He's not I Am maybe, maybe not. He is I Am. I am power. I am healing. He is I Am provision, finances, blessing. He is I Am. God is I Am. And it says in Psalm 138:5 that the world will sing of the ways of the Lord. And this is your time to sing, to dance, to enjoy the dance with God. Can you imagine having Jesus and the Lord God Almighty as your dance partner? Can you imagine it? Knowing every day you can get up and have a blessed time with God. Let's look at Proverbs 3:6. That tells us that we have everything we need to fulfill our destiny through His Word. This means that you're able to do what God's chosen you to do. Proverbs 3:6 says that in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your path. Are you on a path today that's crooked? Are you on a path today that's confusing? Are you on a path today that's concerning you? Worrisome. You're not sure about it. You're on a path that's a dead end. You know it's a dead end. You know that it's full of despair and discouragement. Well, God says right here that in all your ways to know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Many people many times are so hyper aware of the struggles they've had yesterday or the struggles they're going through today, that they don't, and they're suffering so much that they can't think about what the Lord says. Well, if you're worrying about your phantom tomorrows, that's what I call them. See, people worry about. I hear people worry about things that if they don't have something to worry about, God will bring something good in their life, and then they start worrying about the fact they may not keep it, or they may lose that thing, or they may lose that good time. Well, God tells us that we will hardly even notice those times when we notice the glorious moments that He has for us. When you take time in the day to notice God's goodness, when you take time in the day to fasten your eyes on Jesus, to keep your eyes looking straight ahead, to understand that everything, all things are possible with God. Let's remember something. Jesus fed 5,000, 10,000. with a two-piece fish dinner, and we've talked about that before on one of the other programs. That was possible because it was with God. And everything you need in your life is possible. And everything God's put in the desire of your heart is possible to be fulfilled. And He will fulfill it because God loves you. God loves you so much. He wants you blessed. He wants you standing in His Word that says that you can ask Him. Ask Him for all you need, and He will help you. He will help you and meet your need. Whatever your need is today, call into the ministry and let me pray with you. Call into the ministry and let me stand with you in the Word. Call into the ministry and let me stand in faith with you, interceding for you for whatever you're needing, whatever you're desiring. In Matthew 19:26, God says all things are possible. Let's just read that. Sometimes it's easy to remember what God says about something, and then sometimes it's better just to get it back out and read it, because we'll see something else in it. God will reveal something else to you about it. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You may be trying to achieve something in your life today, and it's with people you're trying to achieve it, and it's not possible. You're having to struggle, and you will continue to struggle. You may be trying to solve the problems that you're having or circumstances in your marriage yourself. You may be reading all in all every magazine you can find and looking at every television program you can turn on that tells you how to stand for the things that that program says to stand for, and it doesn't have anything to do with God. You need a new makeup over. You need a new clothes. You need a new facelift. You need a new body. You need a new diet. You need this. You need that. And with men, you're going to try that. But God says with Him, everything He says is possible. If you're struggling today with your weight and you're wanting to diet, instead of thinking about dieting, think about your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit and treating your body with honor to God. Think about that and let God show you how to eat. How to eat good. How to eat while you're dancing. That would be a great thing, wouldn't it, to eat while you're dancing? A lot of people do it driving down the road, don't they? They don't call it that, but that's what they're doing, driving while they're eating. So God wants you to listen to Him and learn that all things are possible with Him. And then in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask for and accept all the help you need from Him. When you ask God to help you, when you ask God and you acknowledge His ways, then He is going to help you. He's going to bring you into that amazing place where you see miracles happen, where He's guiding your every step. He's going to bring you into that place where you can stop trying to achieve. You don't have to achieve anything. You don't have to become anything. You don't have to try and struggle to get ahead. You don't even have to try to grow, do you? When you were born, your mother had to feed you. You didn't have to think about it. And you grew. And then you learned to walk. First you learned to crawl. And then you started, after walking, you started running. You weren't thinking about running, you just did it. Because you took one step at a time. And that's what God says, take a step, small or big. Just take that step. And do this to the ability of your best every day, and that day will improve, and the next day will improve, and the next day will improve, and then you'll start to see growth come as a matter of the course of things. You don't have to make yourself anything. You just have to decide to trust the Lord. I love you so much. I get so excited about these messages that God has given me, and when we come back in a few minutes, we're going to talk about how the scriptures of God are God-breathed. They're God's breath. pouring over you, God's breath coming into your life to encourage you. I love you. I'm Rose. I'll see you in just a minute.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. I am so thrilled every time I get to talk to you about the Word. And we're talking about how to dance with the Lord, how to enjoy dancing in your life. And God wants you to understand that His Word talks about that. David danced before the Lord. He danced before the Lord to the point that his wife called him down on it. And she told him, said, "You better quit that." He said, "If you think you're going to stop me from dancing before the Lord, you're wrong." See, that's what God wants. He wants us to have joy in our life. He wants us to understand that the Scriptures teach that. And the Scriptures teach us how to stand in the Word of God and know that all things are possible with God. God said, "No weapon formed against you can prosper, and you'll show it to be in the wrong." How do you do that? With the Word. You show it to be in the wrong with the Word. God says that you're in His presence. You're in that secret place of His Most High, where He is a shadow over you. And that's in that place you're stable and fixed under His almighty shadow. And no power of any foe can withstand that place. That's what God says. God says He leads you beside still waters, not troubled waters, not furious waters, not waters that will drown you. God leads you beside still waters, and He gives you rest for your soul. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3:16-17, and let's just clear up what the Scripture says about what the Scripture says. God says right here in 2 Timothy, every Scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action. Conformity to God's will. Correction for sin. I just can't get over it when people tell me, "Well, I just got to tell it like it is." No, honey. If you tell it like it is, like you see it, and it's not how God's Word says it is, then you're going to get what you're saying. If you talk about how your life is all bummed out and you're struggling and you're having this heck of a time all the time, and you're talking about this person down the street or across the street or even in your own household, and you're downing them and degrading them and bumming them out, that's not what God says. God says that His Word is breathed from His very heart, breathe from His mind, breathe from His mouth, and it is suitable. It is inspirational. It's not condemning. God's Word never condemns. His Word sets you free. His Word holds you up, lifts you up, puts you in a high place. His Word gives you promotions, promotions in life, promotions in your job, promotions in your relationships, promotions in your heart and mind. God wants you to understand that you are well equipped with His Word and well dressed for all the successes He has planned for you. That's what His Word's about. And you don't walk around naked because you have on the armor of God. You have on the helmet of salvation. You have on the breastplate of righteousness. You have on the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, and on and on. You're well dressed for success. So as you look at this day, as you think about this day, I want you to focus your eyes. I want you to fix your eyes not on what you can see, but on what God says. Especially if what you're looking at is not what He says. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us how to fix our eyes and what we're to fix our eyes on. I had somebody call in the ministry this week, and when they did, they were talking about their problems and how big their problems were. And I was reminded, the Lord reminded me, that Satan has a magnifying glass. And he loves to hold it up in front of you. And he loves for you to look through it at everything around you. And it magnifies circumstances. It magnifies how you're feeling if you don't feel good. It magnifies how you're thinking if you don't think right. It magnifies what somebody's doing and going to do and has told you they're going to do to you if you don't so-and-so. That's what Satan does. Well, God says to take that magnifying glass away from him and hold it up in front of the face of the living Christ and magnify him. Magnify his goodness. Magnify his joy. Learn to dance with the joy of the Lord. Learn to talk about the joy of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, "Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but we look to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting." If you're looking at a struggle in your life, if you're looking at a trial, if you're looking at a sickness or a disease that's been diagnosed over you, that's temporal. That's temporary. It can change right now. It can change in the matter of a heartbeat, because God is your healing. God has healing for you. And He'll use medicine to heal you and doctors and surgeries. But God is your healer, and He is healing. So God tells us, don't look at that. Don't look at how we feel. Don't look at how we fear this or that or whatever. Don't look at all these things that try to take our attention off of eternal things. Eternal things are the joy of the Lord. Eternal things are the happiness that God wants you to have in this life today. What God wants you to look at is how you can build others up, how you can build yourself up, how you can bring joy into the life of somebody else. What God wants you to look at is that every obstacle in your life is subject to change. And it doesn't matter what you're facing. You can call three people in the same day, talk about the same thing, and in three different times get three different conversations from those three people. We used to play a little game when I was growing up about tell a friend. And you'd get into a circle, and there'd be four or five or six of you, and you'd start with one little sentence. And then by the time it got around to that fifth person, it wasn't even the same sentence anymore, because that's the way people change things, what they hear. They hear people, everybody hears something different. So then they say something different. Everything on this earth is subject to change, but God is never subject to change. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And He says when you make the decision today to stand on His promises and meditate on His promises, that He is responsible for the very air you breathe. And because He is responsible for that air that you breathe, He's also responsible for your joy. He's responsible for you to have joy. But if you won't receive joy, and you want to keep looking at the pain in your life and the struggle, then you're not going to have that joy. God wants you to fix your eyes on Him. And when you do that, you're going to stay young. You're going to stay young in the Lord. You're going to stay young in your life. You're going to throw down all these what I call non-essential numbers. Non-essential numbers are weight, how much you weigh, how old you are, and how tall you are. I don't know how tall somebody is watching today, but I meet people who are tall, beautiful women, tall, 5 feet, 7, 8, 9, 6 foot. I have a beautiful daughter. My oldest daughter is almost 6 feet tall. Well, I'm this little 5 foot three pipsqueak, and I'm always trying to wear shoes to make me taller because I want my legs to be long. I'm always trying to make myself taller and slimmer. But God made me the way I am. He made you the way you are. So we don't need to be thinking about that. We need to be fixing our eyes on what He says, on the good things that He says. We need to keep our eyes on being cheerful, dancing and having fun with our friends. We need to keep our eyes on learning, to continue to learn. We need to keep our eyes on learning about things that God wants us to learn about. And that can include everything from gardening to crafts to hoeing a field to anything else that God decides. We need to keep our eyes on the simple things. I've got a new book coming out in the next programs called Keep It Simple, and I'll be offering that later. But God wants us to enjoy the simple things. He wants us to laugh. And if we cry, then just let those tears come. They can be tears of joy. I was coming up to the program, to the studio this morning, and I just looked out over the fields and the sky and thought, what a blessed day this was. And it made me want to cry about it because it was such a joyful thought. God doesn't want you to take guilt trips. He wants you to take trips that give you a pleasant day. Guilt doesn't give you a pleasant day. Don't be thinking about everything that's gone wrong in your life. Don't be guilty and thinking, if I'd only done this, if I'd only done that, or I wish I'd done this, or I wish I had done that. Be thinking about the Lord. Put your mind on Him. God loves you so much. He wants you to know that you can tell people that you love them. He wants you to know that you can tell yourself that He loves you. He wants you to know that you can love yourself. God said that. He said, I want you to love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and I want you to love other people and love yourself. And if you've done this, you've done it all. I love you so much. Praise God we've been together today. Until next time, I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And call the ministry and order your little books and get the word in your heart and mind more than you've ever dreamed. And let me pray with you. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you. Amen and amen.